بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مالك بن دينار رحمه الله talks with Sa'adun. مالك بن دينار رحمه الله says, I was once traveling through a forest near Basra when I met Sa'adun رحمه الله. I asked him how he was and he replied, What do you think of a man who has to go on a journey in the morning or in the evening, whose journey is extremely long and he has no food, baggage or any transport? He has to stand before his Rabb, who is just and most kind and will judge between his men on that day. Saying this, Sa'adun rahimahullah began to weep bitterly. I asked him, What makes you cry? He replied, I am not weeping because I shall have to leave this world, or because I fear regretting that day in my life which I spent without performing any good deed. By Allah, I weep because I have very few good deeds. My journey to the Akhirah is long and full of hardships. I have very little good deeds, and I do not know that once I have passed away, whether I shall be sent to Jannah or thrown into the fire of Jahannam. I said to him, You talk so wisely, and yet people call you Sa'adun, the lunatic, the insane. How is that? He replied, Have you also been deceived by what the men of the world speak about me? I am not mad. It is my love for my Rabb that has filled my heart, that has soaked into my liver, my flesh, my bones, and through my whole body. The love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has penetrated me from the world, and I look worried and confused. That is why those who love worldly things call me mad. When I asked him, Why do you stay away from the people? That is, why do you live alone in the forest, aloof? He read two poems that meant, Stay very far from people, talk to your Rabb at all times, for test the people and see, you will find them to be like scorpions, always ready to sting you and cause you pain. Allah Ta'ala, you are so peace.